Welcome to Activate, featuring tales of inspiration from local citizens who stand up for what they believe in, and encouraging you to find your cause, live your passion, and make a difference. Volunteer.
Hi, I'm Philip Addison with Monroe County Civic Theater. I became involved with Monroe County Civic Theater about 2001 when I was in my friend's car and found a program for As You Like It and saw that there were auditions coming up for Merchant of Venice. And I thought to myself, well, I haven't done theater since college. Why not give it a try? What keeps me coming back is I wrote a play back in the 90s and I got involved with Merchant of Venice, and then they said, well, we need plays for our director's symposium. And I said, I wrote a play, and they let me direct it and produced it, and I kept coming back and got on the board, and here I am. I look at it as directing as you're a one-room schoolhouse teacher, where you have seniors who've paid their dues and all that, and then you've got the kindergartners who don't know what they're doing, and you have to, like, weave it all together to one thing and then actually produce a product where everyone's on the same page. The most unique aspect of Monroe County Civic Theater is the diversity we have in our volunteers. You have people from the community, you have people from the university, you have people from outside the community, and it's a conglomeration of people with different interests and different experiences making something that's enjoyable to watch. This year we're doing one of Shakespeare's lesser known plays, Cymbeline. It's a late romance, and I chose this because I felt Bloomington was ready for something different, something other than Romeo and Juliet or Midsummer Night's Dream, something that just kind of shakes you and says, hey, Shakespeare wrote some other stuff too. Let's delve into it and see what we got. I'm looking for Monroe County Civic Theater to build on what it has and expand and make the most of what we have here in this community with the volunteers and the choice of plays that we have, and just make it a stronger community theater where it can rival Terre Haute or Indianapolis and be a force to be reckoned with. Thanks for listening. I'm Philip Addison with Monroe County Civic Theater.
You may visit the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network website to see a full organizational profile and current volunteer needs at bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org. Now here's a rundown of volunteer opportunities in Bloomington and Monroe County.
For the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network, I'm Lucy Shake, with three ways to hit the stage as a volunteer. Volunteer with Monroe County Civic Theater, Bloomington's longest-serving all-volunteer amateur community theater organization. Volunteers can get involved as actors, stage crew, costume collections monitors, musicians, and more. Cardinal Stage is looking for passionate individuals who are dedicated to making great theater and who are looking for a chance to be a part of something amazing every day. The team at Cardinal Stage is working hard to build a world-class regional theater, and they'd like you to join them. Or support the Bloomington Playwrights Project as a volunteer for its annual Arts Fair on the Square on June 20th. Volunteers help with artist hospitality, setup and teardown, and the proceeds help the BPP bring new plays to our community. And that's a look at just some of the ways you can connect to your community through volunteering. For WFHB and the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network, I'm Lucy Shake.
You've been listening to Activate, a co-production of WFHB and the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network, working together to build an empowered, vibrant, and engaged community. For Bloomington Community Radio, I'm Jennifer Whitaker. All episodes of Activate are available online at wfhb.org/news/activate.